From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Benjamin F. Bragg has been appointed superintendent of the Germantown Central School District effective November 7th. Bragg, 48, is currently serving as principal of Catskill High School. He succeeds longtime superintendent Susan Brown, who will retire at the end of October. Bragg said, and I quote, "I think it's important to be transparent and coherent and listen very closely and then empower those who have the ability to reach those students every day. I think it's important to try to understand what the needs are and then build and set goals to meet and then exceed those," end quote. The Germantown School Board chose Bragg during a special meeting held October 7th. He previously served as a middle school principal and director of leadership development in the Charleston County School District in South Carolina from 2005 to 2018. He was also employed as a middle school principal in Goshen Central School District and dean of students at the Highland Central School District. He began his career as a physical education teacher and coach in the Wappingers Falls Central School District. Bragg is a graduate of Ithaca College. He earned a graduate degree in administration leadership from Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts and in professional studies in humanistic education from the SUNY New Platts. Board of Education President Tammy Kellenbent said the board's search for a new superintendent began in June, and 197 people in the community submitted feedback through an online survey about the characteristics they wanted to see in the next superintendent. The board received more than 20 applications for the position. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Edward McKinley is reporting for Capital Confidential. 46th State Senate District write-in candidate Gary Greenberg has received the endorsement of Erin Marin, a national activist against childhood sex abuse. Greenberg pressed for New York officials to pass Erin's law named after Marin, which was signed into law last summer after being blocked for years. Greenberg is running against Democrat Michelle Henchy, Republican Rich Amador, and Green Party candidate Robert Alft Jr. Marin wrote in a statement, and I quote, "Gary is an expert with a keen political sense who simply will not quit or relent in the pursuit of justice. Gary is a fighter with proven results," end quote. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. A newly established Sensible Solar for Rural New York Coalition is a group of Columbia County residents opposed to the proposed Shepherd's Run solar installation slated for construction in Caryville. In an October 11th press release, the coalition claims that HeGates and, I quote, "planned industrial-scale solar installation will have long-term devastating effects on our rural community and region, including loss of prime farmland and valuable natural resources such as the Copeg watershed, Taconic Creek, and protected wetlands, displacement of native and endangered wildlife and birds, degradation of rural viewsheds, decrease in property values, and more," end quote. HeGates' plan calls for the installation of 200,000 solar panels on 500 acres near the County Route 7 and State Route 23 intersection on land currently used for farming. Sensible Solar for New York Director Darren Johnson said the coalition believes the proposal would have a long-term negative impact on the waterways in particular. The proposed site is in close proximity to the Rhinestorm His Audubon Center and Sanctuary. The coalition contends that, and I quote, "a solar installation of this magnitude necessitates slow, deliberate, and thorough impact review and open discourse by our community," end quote. The Copeg Town Board will conduct a special virtual meeting to discuss the proposed Shepherd's Run solar installation at 7 p.m. October 28th via Zoom video conference. Information is available at townofcopeg.org. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. New York State Foliage Report has our area just past peak colors this week. and I quote, in Catskill, reports from the higher elevations of Greene County in Windham, Hunter, Tannersville, and Catskill Park predict peak and just past peak foliage, highlighted by brilliant fall colors. Greene County spotters in Catskill expect peak to past peak foliage with vibrant shades of red, orange, and yellow. Expect 70 to 85% change and peak leaves in Columbia County, with spectacular and bright colors, according to spotters in the city of Hudson. Albany County spotters at Thatcher State Park in Voorheesville project 80% leaf change by the weekend with brilliant peak leaves of orange and red. Nearby reports from Altamont along the Helderberg Escarpment predict nearly total change with peak to just past peak foliage. Rensselaer County spotters in Rensselaer and Troy expect peak conditions and 85% change with a full spectrum of fall color, including brilliant orange, bright yellow, and gorgeous orange-red leaves. Some leaf droppage has been reported. End quote. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.